Welcome back, Panther fans. I'm David Brown here with Ryan Graham.
Hey, y'all.
Tim Thurber.
Hello.
And this is State of Atlanta.
Oh, man. You got to stop shaking up your beers, Tim.
Was that one of those nitro cans that have a long release?
Super
yeah. Yeah. Dip it into Ryan's canned Guinness there.
Guess not.
We had a whole conversation on canned Guinness this past weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Is it a good one? Real Guinness?
It is, but if you give it as a gift, it is not.
Why would you gift a can of Guinness to anyone? I mean, do they collect Guinness cans?
No, they didn't.
Oh, well. that's a good reason to gift a Guinness, but... Yeah.
You can gift it at a bar if you're at a bar.
So basically what you're saying is Guinness, when it comes to canned Guinness, it's okay if you want to drink it, but don't force that shit on anybody else.
Pretty much. I wouldn't.
It's a solid, second place for Guinness. Like I enjoy drinking it at home, but I would much rather have a draft pint.
Canned Guinness is better than bottled Guinness.
And bottled, I just don't drink. So.
I don't think I've ever had a bottle of Guinness.
It's fine, but it's just not. I mean, I want Guinness, I don't want fine.
It's not the same. There's actually 0% Guinness too, apparently, we learned this weekend.
Is it the alcohol free?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell it at Publix.
And apparently it's not terrible.
Well,
I wouldn't go that. Let's not get carried away there.
Well, I know. I don't know. I'm one of the people, I know where this isn't a beer podcast, but all those people, I'm like, I get the NA stuff, but also I just won't drink a beer if I don't want the alcohol.
Yeah.
That was going to be my question. If for some reason you had to stop drinking, medical problem, something like that, obviously not a drinking problem because we're all aces at that.
Yes.
But if you had to stop drinking, would you drink NA beer just to have to,
I probably
satiate
would.
That thing?
Yeah. But if I don't need to do that, I just wouldn't just drink something else.
That's when I would finally start getting super duper high all the time.
You'd be California sober. Nice.
Exactly.
I like it.
That's what I
California.
Do.
California sober. I like that.
That's how I've cut back my drinking so much.
You just switched it.
I just switched. Yeah, it's great. And honestly, between this episode and last call, I'll probably do the same thing.
Well, see, we're helping your...
We're enabling
caloric
you.
Intake. Yeah, State of Atlanta.
No. I'm still going to be drinking tonight. This is not a swap tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, tonight it's just bothsies.
Bothsies.
Well, found out is that a really good thing to cure the munchies is beer.
There you go. So. All right, guys, we got some news this week.
Breaking news, right?
This new era of college football, where old-fashioned media just won't cut it, I'm proud to present a new voice for college football fans, The College Huddle, your number one source for fan-driven college podcasts.
All right, this is actually a really long outro for that whole thing.
Podcast.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a Sam, what's his name? Sam Elliott voiceover guy.
Nice.
Voice actor kind of guy. But yeah, so.
That map was kind of hot. We have that map back.
Yeah, we do have that map. The College Huddle is a new podcast community representing all of college, all FBS college football. And we are the representing podcast for Georgia State. So
nice. What?
Why are we in South Georgia?
Yeah. Ryan and I were talking about this map when before you got on, Tim. They had to split us up because there's a Kennesaw State podcast, there's a UGA podcast, and thank God there's not a Trash Down South podcast, but they've given us the southern region of Georgia on this map. And I've asked to move. I was like, can you just like put like a little circle like right over Atlanta and give I don't care if you give Kennesaw and UGA half of the state each. Just give a little circle right in the center for State of Atlanta. And he said it looked weird. I'm like, all right,
Well, and here's my thing. All right. So you see New Jersey and you see the panhandle.
Yeah.
Right. So you just make the whole of Georgia state of Atlanta. And then you just do that little doodad for Georgia and Kennesaw State.
Exactly.
So you on have the Kennesaw coast.
A little arrow. Just right on the coast of Savannah, you know, with a little arrow that says, like, oh, this is Georgia too. But, like, you know, we got the nice blue. We got the nice logo that's ours and not the schools. You know?
Yeah, we are. I mean, we are Georgia State. We are the state of Georgia. So we should
get
the entire.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. None of this makes sense. All right. I already feel the disrespect from this network. And, you know, it's fine. It's fine. I think the good things are going to come from it. I think it's going to be fantastic. But, you know, if they don't start treating us better, I don't know.
It is great. This has been in the works for going on 2 or 3 months now that we agreed to join.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. There's been some teases going out on social media, but it gives us a lot of opportunities because there are, I think at launch, there's 68 podcasts represented. Nice. Across all of FBS,
not quite.
That's what I said. I was like, man, we got to get one more before we launch. We got to get one more before we launch.
Who do we sign up?
There are some Sunbelt podcasts in there, so some built-in collaboration opportunities with them. Unfortunately, there's not a single podcast representing any of our out-of-conference opponents in this year in football.
And there's still time. There's still time.
Georgia
to figure
Tech
it
Vandy
out.
And the UConn guy that doesn't go to UConn games. But yeah, we got some time. We'll see if we get somebody in there. But it gives us a chance to work with other programs, you know, talking about basketball, other sports as well. There's already been some of the program, some of the podcasts have already been doing stuff with each other, which has been kind of cool to see. Nice. They're also going to do weekly shows for all of the power conferences and then a separate show for the G5 conferences.
Are there two shows or are there six shows?
There's seven shows. Somehow, some way, the Big Ten got a basketball show out of this football network, but I don't know. I don't know how that works exactly.
Cool. Pretty impressive.
They're recording or they're streaming as of right now. They're streaming the very first Big Ten College Huddle podcast right now, and then they'll do G5 will stream on Sunday night, and you'll see. We have the opportunity of joining whenever we want to. Any of the other G5 conference podcasts can join, and they'll talk every single week, just like we do, about what's going on in the G5 conferences. And Ryan, to your, you know, you're not a fan of it having just G5. They are talking about doing conference nights where they'll do a week where it's just Sunbelt or just American, just Conference USA. So we can get something where we get a little bit more attention directed towards us, which is cool. And then within all of this, everybody has their different expertises and what they're doing with this podcast community. So I've already learned a lot about podcasting, about visual stuff, graphic stuff. There'd be a lot of education that way. So hopefully we can improve our content or at least the way it looks. Because I don't know if we're going to sound any better than we do now.
We're always improving. Always.
Yeah.
You know what else is missing from this map? No App State.
Yeah, the Black and Gold guys were invited, and I talked to one of the dudes, not Big C. What's the other guy's name? I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
Little D.
They said they didn't think I was going to get them any new listeners, and I was like, all right, cool, fine, whatever. But Raging Review is in there. Nice. We got JMU Sound Off, Jag Nation Radio Show, ODU Monarchist, The Thundercast, and The Chant Show. All represented out of the Sun Belt. I suspect after this launch came out today, we'll probably see some podcasts that want to get on board that were not key on it originally. The one thing that drives me crazy about this map is I've been talking about it ever since they started pushing this thing out to us was the lack of manifest destiny here. We need a state. We need like
an open area on the map.
I think y'all don't realize how little is actually in that part of the United States.
Oh, I know.
Like, there's like two schools in all those states. You know what I mean? It's
right. Yeah, but like, can we get one? Can we just like get any one of those? I guess three states to really connect us from east to west.
No. We need a dividing line.
There it is.
Don't you cross there, this line
that's
of
FCS land? There you go.
Yeah, that's Big Ten. Pack and ACC land over there.
Yeah, don't you come 12. Over here. We don't like your kind round here.
It's pretty exciting though. I mean, what we joined. So who knows what the future holds for the College Huddle? I'm excited to see how it pans out here.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun. And there's nothing's going to change on our side of things. I'll mention the College Huddle or being a member of College Huddle in all of our episodes. Other than that, there's no financial commitment. There's nothing else. It's just a chance for it's community. They don't want it. The founders are actually from an Ohio State podcast and a Tennessee podcast. And, they're pushing big that it's community, not a network. So it's a chance for us to work together. It's the largest. There's no other college sports podcast network community, whatever, out there as big as this one. So it's kind of cool.
I think it's pretty cool that theoretically they watched and listened to at least one episode and still were like, yeah, those are the guys we want.
I think what it was, this we got our invitation. Whoa.
Don't sell yourself short. Come on. We're great.
I think
I'm selling y'all short, not me.
I think we have Big Game Boomer to thank for this because
maybe
our invitation came out like within a week or two of him posting the best podcast to listen to from every college
football program. They literally just emailed every single one or DM'd every single one of those.
Yeah, I think that Eric and JR, the guys that are running this whole thing, I think they're kind of trying to they were listening to different podcasts, and I think they got that list of the best podcast. Like, all right, cool. Georgia State, we don't care about Sunbelt. Yeah, we'll just take them. They've been very, very welcoming to all the podcast guys and everything. Tim, you see it in the Twitter chat. It's a lot of communication going back and forth.
It is a very active chat. That is all I will say. And it flares up every so often, just goes off for hours.
There's also going to be a Discord channel that will be available to everybody, not just podcast members, but to the listeners of the shows, where you can go and chat with like-minded fans about your team, your conference, college football in general. So it's going to be a lot.
If they want us to talk a bunch of stats, do we have the opportunity to like make a Hail Mary and bring on a Thursday nighter?
Just to
help out for a hot second and talk a bunch of stats.
We can do whatever we want. We have no limitations.
Nothing was going to change.
Can we keep TDS out? Is that an option?
I've asked for veto authority about that, and I've been assured that at some point there will be a TDS podcast, but I will do everything in my power to prevent that from happening.
We should all dress up like TDS fans and do like podcast that is the TDS podcast or something. And just see if we can be part of the network. Like, just double it up.
Episode a year, five seconds long.
Yeah, yeah. We're part of the huddle.
The state of Burrow.
Don't get my ideas, man. That's actually not a bad one.
That's not the worst idea out there. Yeah. No, this is cool. We will, like I said, nothing's going to change on this side. We will, I'll mention that we are a member of the huddle each week. You'll see some shared stuff on social media. And then, like I said, the three of us have the opportunity to go on the weekly G5. And there's a national show as well that will cover all college football. So
Ryan and I will count on you to help navigate us.
I have signed up for the April 28th. That'll be the third G5 episode, and I want to watch the first two to see what they're doing so I don't completely embarrass myself when I
go. No, do it. We got to come on, man. No, don't gotta stay on brand.
Well, there's nobody signed up.
Just do.
There's no G5. There's a group called the G5 Hive that is a G5 podcast that covered everything. They're going to be hosting the G5 show every week. And as of right now, they have nobody signed up for this Sunday. And if it comes down to you don't get anybody, nobody's volunteered, I'll jump on board. But I expect another. They're doing three. It'll be the G55 and three other podcasts every single week on Sundays. So
I expect you to get on there then and this Sunday and talk about scheduling.
Speaking of scheduling,
what? How is there more? Well done.
There's a schedule.
No, there's no new scheduling. But I was just looking at stuff today.
I just thought of something else. Schedules.
Well, I've been looking at this for a while, and I finally put it on Twitter today. UGA does not have a home. They have an opening for a home opponent in 2027, and then they're out of conference. Their out of conference schedule in 2028 is three away games, three home games and no away games. I'm saying we go to Athens in 2027, and UGA comes to Center Park Stadium in 2028. It fits in both of our schedules.
Imagine? You'd have to open up the whole stadium.
I mean, we got to schedule that now, though, too, like, because next year we're gonna win the national championship. They're going to cancel. They're going to want out of that contract.
We're out. We're done.
So we got to do it now.
That was another thing I was thinking, Ryan. Was let's go ahead and get out on the schedule, and like if the SEC makes the smart decision to go to only 9 games in conference instead of 8 games in conference, mm-hmm. they got to buy somebody out. And they're going to buy us out, or are they going to buy Norfolk State? Now they want that easy win against Norfolk State, so we get a cool $1.5 million.
Make our buyout $10 million.
Exactly.
Sign this document, sir.
Yeah, we already invested a lot of money in travel costs. We bought new jets to fly to Athens.
Custom buses that fly.
Does Athens have an airport? Does Athens have an airport?
Yeah, but it's like a small regional airport.
Like PDK or something like that?
We have 15 private jets that we're flying to Athens.
I think mostly people will fly like a small whatever to Hartsfield and then connect to wherever they got to do. But
It's
not a big airport.
No.
But so you're saying there's a chance, is what you're saying. We can get on the schedule.
Opportunity is there. I don't think it'll happen, but I put it out there into the social media world. And if it does happen, then I'm going to take full credit for it.
I mean, all we have to do to at least get on their schedule is get McKee to make it happen.
I mean, that's another thing, you know. Call the Kirby, guy. Like, hey man,
he'd be like, "Look, Kirby, I'll stop stealing your GAs and all these employees and stuff if you just schedule us. I'll look elsewhere."
And then he won't.
And then he doesn't. Yeah, contract signed, sucker.
I got everybody that I wanted already.
Exactly.
But the reason why I started to look at this in the first place is because I, as I said before, I look at our future schedules way more than anybody possibly should. We still don't have a full out of conference slate for 2025 for next year.
That's scary.
People are afraid. They know. They know what's coming.
It's kind of scary that we don't have a full schedule. Pretty much almost every other school does, probably.
So I poked around to some of the other close-ish teams to see if there was who we could possibly schedule. We've already got Murray State on the schedule. So if we don't do something, then I don't want to get a second FCS team, but you know, that could happen.
Didn't they cancel in 2020?
It was canceled because of COVID.
Well, I know, but
yes. Canceled. I don't know if it was them or us that canceled it, but the game got canceled for COVID. And I think that was our opening game too.
Pretty sure Murray State is like a heavy COVID area. It's gotta be them. Not a city like Atlanta.
All I remember is after a full summer of COVID, I was so ready for Georgia State football to start back up again, and that game got canceled like a few days beforehand. I was so bummed. And then Bama had already forfeited to us for the following week, and so we had to wait another week for something. It was just, oh man, that was just.
You're like, when are we gonna start playing so I can watch something interesting?
Exactly. No, but I started poking around to look at it, and there's a couple of cool possible games we could play. Duke has an opening that in 2025. I think that'd be a good ACC team that we could seriously contend with. Not super close, but in the ACC is Pitt, SMU, UVA, FAU, Temple, Houston, UCF. UCF is actually one that I really like a lot. Ooh. I'd like to get UCF. If we could
UCF or FAU aren't bad. Pitt's not bad UCF, either.
We're talking about how we only have, we don't have a full slate for next year. Yeah. UCF is missing 3 games for 2025 right now. They only have one out of conference game scheduled.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I be talking about other people's schedules?
We don't need anyone next year though, right? No.
Not for 2024, but 2025 we need somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're hosting Memphis, Murray State's coming to town, and then we're at Vandy next year, and we're missing. I mean, we could make it a home game. It doesn't have to be an away game. We could have seven home games. But
UCF would draw pretty well here too.
I think UCF would be a good one. I'd like to see them get a Big 12 team in here, even if they're kind of an asterisk on that for now.
They're the champions of the Big 12. What are you talking about? Sure. They're champions of everything. National champions, champions of the Big 12.
With their asterisks.
Champions in their minds.
They're the asterisks champion.
Yeah,
they are. All right, keep it with football for one more thing. We've got spring game, finally. We talked about it the past 3 weeks. Spring game's finally on Friday.
Yeah. Big party, right?
Yeah, what time do you guys want to get down there? The game starts at 4.
So I signed up for that pregame thing, but because I hadn't heard from anybody yet, but I fully plan on tailgating instead of that if that's what people are doing.
Or tell both. Me more about pregame thing. I don't even know what the pregame thing is.
There was like something in the university club that I got invited to. I got an email.
Oh. I did not get invited to it.
I am not usually the one who gets stuff that no one else gets.
Look at that.
I'm usually the one that's left out of things.
Now, I was like, I'm down for tailgating. I am down for...
They got to get you back.
A Summerhill pub crawl or something like that. But I'm down for getting down there a little bit early. Checking it out. Is there anything...
Spring game pack hospitality.
Oh, yeah. I haven't renewed my pack yet this year. So that's probably why.
That might be why.
There's a lot of reasons why I would not be invited, though.
Why can't I pull up the...
That's just one of them.
One of the many. One of the
so they're doing in the touchdown lounge. They're doing a pregame hospitality at 3. So I mean, that's like not even. I mean,
well, how early are we getting down there?
Four. Yeah, I have plenty of time to tailgate and wander in there if I can. So and then they're kicking everybody out for the practice.
They gotta stop everyone from drinking, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So when it comes to the spring game, are you guys actually going to be looking for anything in particular?
Camaraderie with my fellow Panther fans.
Are you looking for anything on the field, Tim?
Looking for glimpses of who the quarterback will be.
I think that's a big question for me is what kind of quarterback play are we going to see?
And running backs. What are they going to look like?
It's what's his face? It's the new guy.
We have a lot of new guys.
We have a lot of new guys.
I wish I remembered things. But the guy who was our running back for the bowl game.
Venom, Eddie Brock,
Eddie Brock. Yeah, there you go,
Freddie Brock.
Freddie Brock. It's like Bizarro Venom.
Freddie Eddie Brock.
Exactly. Yeah. Interesting to see him. Yes, that was the skill positions was kind of like what I was want to look at. See what kind of quarterback play you got. Running back, even the wide receivers as well. And I'm like thinking to myself, when it comes to spring games, how do you know if your defense is good? You know, how do you measure your defense? Is your defense really good or is your offense really that bad?
That's my thing is you don't really learn a lot at spring games. And that's why I said camaraderie with Panther fans. Like I know I said that as a joke, but only sort of. Because, like, we go there and we all hang out and I don't really watch a ton of what's going on the field. And you know, folks like Ben and Thursday podcast, they'll go there and they'll give me everything I need out of it. Honestly, like all of the details about the quality of the players and play and what I should have learned and what I didn't learn and all that other stuff. And for me, it's really just about the community. So
thus concludes our,
in-depth
promotion for Thursday night and Ben.
Thank you.
I know. Hey, kudos where it goes. They're just a different type of podcast. You know, they like talking about that kind of stuff. Where, you know, I just feel like we're trying to build like a fan club and they're build like a sports radio thing.
Collectively, between the three of us, we'll probably pay attention to about 10 minutes max at the spring game. And that's being generous.
What's the bet on us actually making it in for the start of the practice?
It's only an hour, guys.
Zero. I don't think we made it in last time on time.
What was it? It was 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago for the season we missed? It was the year that like every single first drive resulted in a turnover and a touchdown by the other team. Turnover by us and a touchdown by the other team.
See, that's not a good sign.
Hey, we missed every single one of them. We're like walking to the stadium like, hey, how's it already 7-0? Isn't the game only like 7 seconds on?
Although coach did talk about how there was going to be a focus on stripping the ball, like getting the ball away from the other team. So
take the ball to Claremont or something?
That'd be interesting. What?
I was going to say.
They're taking the ball to Claremont?
You almost stopped it. Focus on stripping. I was like, all right.
Well, like yeah, but getting turnover.
NIL money, got it.
That's how we're going to bring those athletes here, man.
Would be cool.
So, or we start calling Center Park Stadium Magic City.
Yes. We need to sell some wings too then. Come on.
That's what we need. We need to actually get a sponsorship for the stadium that is a strip club.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're Atlanta.
Magic City, they can sell wings at a concession stand.
Oh, man, Magic City wings. I've never had Magic City wings.
I haven't either, but I would if they sold them in the stadium. I probably will never if they don't sell them anywhere else.
You got to go into like a separate concession stand that's like has, you know, blacked out windows to go order. Because obviously,
yes,
living there.
I'm liking it. I'm liking it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can build from this idea, but maybe not here. Maybe that's the last call.
Yeah. Let's take that the last call. All right.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to spring game. We'll get down there early. We'll pregame. We'll have a good time. I only reserved one ticket, so family and kids will not be in company.
You know that we're all just going to walk right in. They're not going to scan any tickets or anything like that.
I don't think they scanned tickets last year.
No, I think they're just looking for a roundabout number, and that's why they do that. And I remember previous years, and I have no idea if anything's been published about this, but we brought coolers in, and like, so is what?
We did
years out of coolers in Center Park Stadium for the spring game. So I have no idea what the rules are going
to
be.
Throwback to Braves days, right?
Well, I've got Nelson's cooler at my house. You've got my cooler at your house. Let's just bring all the coolers in. We're good to go.
Well, and if they tell us no, then we can just give each other our coolers back.
Exactly.
But speaking of spring game, I mean, the portal
thing is back up. Game.
Spank game.
Are you looking at my notes, Tim? That's literally the next thing I have on here is a portal. Yeah.
I see him reading.
Nah.
He's looking at that, Tim.
Someone posted in the
kudos, Tim. That's not making fun of you.
Someone posted in the group thread about the portal opening back up. So I was like, well, who cares? Our team's gonna be different after the portal opens.
Somebody's at practice, somebody's gonna just like drop the ball and like walk over and take somebody's mic and just be like,
I'm in the portal.
I quit. I'm in the portal. I'm making my announcement and just leave. It's going to be whoever is getting the most snaps at quarterback.
I'm expecting some transfers. That's what I'm expecting.
Yeah, because it opens up on that Monday, right?
I feel like McGee's done. Yeah.
Wait, this is that Monday right now.
Yes.
The Monday after spring game is when the portal reopens.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. No, Tim, I 100% on board with you. I agree. I think we're going to see some people entering the portal on Monday, not through their own choice. And I think we're going to see some McGee's probably going to bring some guys in that we probably never even looked at before under Sean.
I am counting on that happening. How about that?
I'm excited about it. I don't look forward to portal stuff and transfers, whatever, but I'm actually really excited. It's only 2 weeks. 2 weeks. We get the April 16th through the end of the month. And I think it could be an exciting thing. I think we're going to see a lot of stuff happening, and I'm curious to see what that transfer class looks like coming out of this second portal, or second, third, fourth. I don't know how many portals they have opened.
All the portals.
There's lots of portals. Lots of portals.
All right, Tim, what's next on the agenda, man? You seem to be reading my mind right here.
I'm not reading your mind. I'm reading my email.
He's reading the agenda.
Oh, so they finally updated the coaching staff. We've seen all the updates through Twitter about who's been hired under McGee. They finally posted the full coaching staff. 10 additional people under the coaching staff from what it was under Sean. There was 23 people on the coaching staff for 2023 under Sean, and there's 33 now.
There are now more coaches than players on the team.
Well, I wonder about like how they get funding for that, like what the budget looks like, if it's different or if it's coming out of different places or
well,
what
we did get a lot of money when Coach Elliott left, when Sean left. USC wrote us a big check, and I'm assuming Sean had to write us a check as well.
And this is probably what Coach McGee was going back to when they were talking about, you know, some longer negotiations and that he was making sure he was, you know, getting right. I bet he learned a lot of lessons at UGA about having a lot of that support staff, support coaches that aren't really coaches, mm-hmm. type of thing, or they are really coaches, but they're not really coaches. And it seems like maybe that's what we're getting here.
That's the job. If I was a coach, that's the job I would have. I want to be at the stadium every single day. I want to be at the practices. I want to be in the locker room. I want to talk to these guys. I want to impart whatever knowledge I possibly have on the game to them. And then on game day, I don't have to be on the sideline. I'm in the stadium getting drunk with everybody else, like a regular fan. I don't have to work that day. That's a day off. I get my Saturdays and Sundays off, you know? That's the job to have, be an analyst in college football.
I bet they're still in the booth, you know, reviewing stuff and
while they're drinking,
passing letters, notes over to the OC or DC, you know.
I don't know. They're not allowed to have communication with anybody else. That's part of the whole gig. Right.
I'm glad they're not allowed to.
But yeah, so that's part of it. There's four. There were part of those that 10 edition is four analysts. Two offensive and two defensive analysts have joined. A new grad assistant joined. Whatever. A little bit of mix up. I didn't really realize this. They retained Coach Allen as the cornerbacks coach. I didn't realize anybody was retained. From Sean's staff. So that's cool to see. Created a quarterback, running back, and safeties coach positions. We didn't have those positions before.
Combo.
Not a combo.
No,
three coaches.
Three coaches. Okay. Three coaches. Quarterbacks, running backs, and safeties. Eliminated tight ends coach, which is what Dan Ellington was.
Do we have special teams?
We do. There were special teams before. There's special teams now.
Wait, no, that means we're staying bad.
Tight ends should really just, you know, run some drills with the receivers and run some drills with the offensive line. I mean,
it's weird. Is it weird that we had a tight ends coach, but we didn't have a quarterback or running back coach?
Yeah, that's
I feel
weird.
Like that's odd to me. That's very odd. I mean,
Coach. So Sean went to South Carolina to be their tight ends coach, but they even were like, he's their run coordinator, whatever. They made
up another run game coordinator. Yeah.
Because they had to go with the typical thing, the tight ends coach, right? Everyone's looking for position coaches, but they were like, that's not really what we need. Cause that's dumb.
They have to give more money too. They have to add some titles to them.
Right? Did they have to give him more money? Probably not. He probably would have gone there for like $10.
$10.
About $350.
the way gas prices are going, they're like, you know, you're saving money. You know, we can give you $100,000 less a year, and you're saving money driving back and forth between Columbia three times a week.
Yeah, he's making money no matter what.
Let's see. They also added a general manager position.
Ooh.
So somebody kind of generally manage things.
I don't know what that means. Is it like Bobby Cox and they just go out there and cuss at the refs?
Well, yeah. It would make sense at Center Park Stadium, right? No, the general manager is NFL, like is like the boss, but I think this is somebody just
maybe like operations, you know, football operations,
something like that. Yeah, but they had an operations
general manager is not boss in the NFL, right? It's like personnel, isn't it?
I think it depends on the team. I think that years ago, when Rich McKay was the general manager of the Falcons, the coach reported up through him to Arthur Blank, and then through the plethora of coaching changes, now
coaches got
Raheem,
more power.
I think even Arthur Smith reported directly to answered directly. He always answered to Arthur Blank, anyways. But the org chart went through the general manager, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's interesting. That's the big question, though, is like, you know, we now have 10 additional people on staff. And where did that money come from?
Maybe that means stuff. 10 more wins per season.
10 more?
That would be a
per
lot
season. Per season. Yeah.
I'd be very happy with that. 10 more wins per season.
16 wins. Like, we're going to.
I don't know how we're going to do it, but I like it.
Don't ask questions. All right.
No, this is the new year. This is the 12 team playoff this year, right? We could play 16 teams, play 16 games.
Yeah, but we are a year off, so maybe we have to ramp up to that.
You know, just because we're supposed to be the 2025 national champions does not mean we can't be the defending champions.
That's true.
Going into
That's
it.
True. I'd say we'd be the first twofer, but I guess UGA did in the modern playoff system. We would be the first back to back. So.
No, didn't Bama do? Bama and Georgia have both done back-to-back championships.
Not in a 12-team playoff, and I said modern.
Oh, in 12, gotcha. Yeah, well, and we'd be the first team to do it, starting it off in their. I was gonna say home stadium, home city, hometown in Atlanta.
Oh yeah,
I guess Georgia probably claims that too, but they
saw. Yeah, Georgia probably count it.
They wouldn't even play us.
How awesome would it be if McGee has figured out how to get more players to come here in the transfer portal? and we're the first G5 representative in the new expanded playoff.
Here's the good thing about that. It's awesome. And I'm not sure if my liver could survive this season if that's the case. The bad thing is that Guy is gone next year. He's a one and done.
First year head coach makes the college football playoff.
Takes Georgia State to the national championship. Yeah, he's gone. He may not even coach in that game. He's going to be hired away at Ohio State or something immediately.
That would be ridiculous. Not even coach the game.
That'd be hilarious.
Sean comes back just for one more game.
Oh, God.
He could be our tight ends coach.
Oh, no, that'd be poetic. It would be if somehow, I don't know all the trickery that needs to happen, but if South Carolina were to like somehow win the SEC or at least be an at-large pick as an SEC member in the college football playoff and Georgia State has to go against Sean Elliott, that'd be
awesome when we beat
things
them.
That will never happen for 1,000, Alex. So,
yeah. Hey. I mean,
probably. And we keep their running game down to like 10 yards total.
And the tight ends for South Carolina never make a catch at all. They
well, remember, he's actually their run game coordinator. So,
and yeah, it's also, and they have no running game.
Right. That's
also that.
And we have the better records of the games played at Center Park Stadium. So the Gamecocks got to come here. I love living in a fantasy world.
I know, we just make up whatever shit we want. It's great.
We're going to win the first six or seven games next year. This cup.
All against Sean.
Yes, all exactly. Against Sean Elliott. You're playing South Carolina every game.
Or all whatever right. Team he quits to go to every week because he's a quitter.
Is there a new team moving to Columbia?
I don't know. He's a quitter. What do you want?
Oh, sick burn.
Those are some rough words, Ryan.
What? He quit. What do you want?
I don't know. He did. It's true.
He was like, man, it's really hard being a head coach. I should quit.
I can't do this. I'm not doing this head coaching thing that well. I'm out.
His kids are going to be out of high school like next year. And he's like, oh, I'm a position coach and at no chance of ever being a head coach again. Yeah. Woe is me.
Yeah.
And when Shane Beamer gets fired at the end of the season and then he has like no job and no one gets retained on the South Carolina staff. And he's just North Florida.
I was gonna send him up to like North Dakota State or something, like a decent FCS program, you know?
Right.
But like not anywhere near South Carolina, and his family has to go with him.
Are they gonna require that?
Or he just gets. Well, never mind. I won't say that.
His wife.
Too much.
Him.
Too much. I found my line. Oh
no! No, he goes back. He's back in Columbia now. Finds out his wife's been with somebody else the entire time. Like, okay, right. No. Why did you ever leave?
You took my line and you ran right across it.
Just kidding, coach.
I passed the baton and David just went for
I
it.
I know no barrier.
Yeah, I feel like there's some kind of weird way that Coach Elliott feels that if the head coach position comes open, he's got some chance.
Here?
No, there.
Oh, it's South Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I,
on what resume?
I don't know. I just, dude, they those fans, they love the shit out of him.
They do like him a lot there. They do like him a whole lot there.
I mean, we liked his attitude a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, there was a lot to be said about that. And he probably is a better position coach than a head coach. I mean, that's all probably true. But it doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't even think he was that good of an interim coach there.
No, he lost to Citadel.
Yeah.
That was his first game as interim head coach, was losing to Citadel.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, he's just not that great of a head coach. He's not gonna head coach at South Carolina.
I can't imagine them firing Beamer and promoting from within. No. That's just doesn't make sense. Yeah.
That'd be wild.
It'll be interesting to see what happens over there over the next couple of years.
But. South Carolina. Unless Spurrier comes back, I don't foresee it being very interesting up there.
I'm just saying from the Sean Elliott perspective. Oh, yeah. I could not care any less about South Carolina. As the state as a whole, it's like
I know it's just sort of this weird little thing. Y'all know I just drove down from DC and like you hit South Carolina. It's just like it's the crappiest state. It's just like so weird. I know, and Louisiana exists. And like just driving through South Carolina, you're like, man, this is just a waste. Like, what is the point of this?
I was about to say that South Carolina is like East Coast Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, they even have like low country and it's a lot of the same stuff going on. So
that honestly, even North Carolina right there, that Kings Mountain area is absolute garbage too. Honestly, having grown up my entire life in the South, I don't really want to be anywhere that's not Atlanta. And be in the South. This is the only place I want to be.
Atlanta's pretty rad.
I mean, you have some pretty cool places in some of Charlotte's the outskirts.
Right.
What's all right? Charlotte's fine.
It's up and coming still, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's cool, like, again, on that drive from D.C., how close they are to that big lake. It's like a pretty nice little area up there, that's too. True. It's a huge, huge lake.
Like my favorite part of South Carolina.
It's like 30 minutes from Charlotte. It's like 30 minutes north of Charlotte. There's like a really nice lake.
My favorite part of South Carolina is those like death exits where it's got that weird crossover of the people getting on and off the highway. I know they're trying to remove all those, but
I don't know that.
You don't?
I didn't see
that. You probably don't get off the highway much there.
Although I think Death Exit's an awesome name. Like that's
Death Exits.
Let's start a college band and call it Death Exit. That sounds awesome.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
Right?
I like it.
All right. Get back to Georgia State a little bit here. Ryan.
South Carolina, UCF. Where are we going?
Ryan went to his first Sandy Panthers game.
Yeah. It was cool. It's a match, David.
Did you make snow angels in the sand?
Same tournament. Angels? You went to the Diggin' Duels tournament.
Yeah, I just went to our match against LSU. I didn't do any of the other ones. I think it was on like 10 on a Sunday or Saturday.
10:15 on Saturday.
Yeah, it was really nice. I mean, that facility is so simple and just done so well. I mean, it is just great. Like they just have a mural over there where the trains cross by. The trains keep on crossing by. It's great. They were honking and stuff too. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's like a little slice of paradise wedged right in the middle of downtown Atlanta.
And the facilities guys are like sitting there, like, you know, raking the sand in between sets and getting the balls and when they go flying off somewhere else. And they just look comfy as shit. They are wearing like their you know, what was cloth clothes? What's the word I'm looking for?
Tommy Bahama
type stuff, you know? And they just all look very comfy. I'm like, man, this is a great way to work on a Saturday.
Yeah, it was my anniversary weekend. There was no way I was making it down there at all. I wanted to take the kids, but wasn't. It's cool. It's a great environment. I want to get out there more. I've only been there the one time, but it's. I'm glad you got to I'm glad you got to go out there and see it finally.
And it was an upset.
It was an upset. We beat number 8.
We beat a higher ranked team.
Number 8 Louisiana State. It was the the biggest, highest ranked wins in 2 years when we beat TCU in the NCAA tournament, which is awesome. But
it comes with its own
like little side of not so great, because the previous day we lost to Florida Gulf Coast for the first time in program history. We lost to Florida Gulf Coast, and I think we play them every year. Yeah. And then we lost to Stetson, who was ranked below us. So, but
those ranking people got it all wrong. That's all.
You know what happened? I had to double check and triple check to make sure this is not a static page. We're still ranked 15. It's not changed anything at all.
You beat someone ahead of you. You lost teams behind you. You're not moving anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And I looked. LSU dropped from 8 to 9. They dropped one spot by losing. But man, like we may have seen some movement upward if we would have beaten Stetson and Florida Gulf Coast.
We were a lot better than them, just a lot better. And then one thing I noticed that was kind of weird is like whenever they would set the ball, they weren't like hitting it straight up. They were like grabbing it and
LSU. This is
LSU was doing that. Yeah. And they were so one of our pairs were doing it as well, which I just thought it was weird. I was like, they're clearly like jumping up, catching the ball and throwing it at the end of their jump. I mean, it was like, this shouldn't be legal, but they just let it go for everybody.
So loose rules in beach volleyball.
I guess, or I mean, it was my very, very first beach volleyball match, so I probably am also wrong, but It was real bad. I mean, it seemed real overt, you know?
Yeah, but just the music going and it's just a little party atmosphere. It's really nice.
Well, and I don't know what the rules are for carrying things in, but the person at the front gate was definitely asleep the entire time I was there. So
you're doing a great job making
sure. We just wandered in and I was like, do I need to like buy a ticket or at least tell someone I'm here? But the person was like slumped over in their seat with like the hat covering their eyes. I'm like, okay.
Nice.
Nope. So cool. Hopefully, I don't think we have another match.
I think that was the last home match for the season, but I definitely recommend going out again. I got sunburned, so remember your sunscreen.
But. Yeah, but you're a ginger, so you get sunburned by looking at the microwave. So
wow.
All right, Tim, you were wanting to talk about baseball a lot in our group chat.
Well, the only really thing about baseball we should talk about is our own account using GSU1, GSU0 in a tweet.
No, they did not.
Yeah, they did. I actually responded to it. I said, this is unacceptable.
Oh, my God. They don't know how to spell TDS?
They don't know how to spell any of it, apparently.
They actually refer to them as GSU? That guy's fired.
I was just fired. Like,
you know, he's not.
I thought for a second it was like some other account. I'm like, no, wait, this is our official account. We had scored GSU1,
GSU0. Well, which one were we?
AD Cobb doesn't fire people. That doesn't happen.
Firing a government employee is pretty hard to do, though.
Well, let me in there.
You'll take care of it.
I'll show you how easy it is.
You'll get sued and then you'll get fired.
Oh, I won't. The state of Georgia will.
Yeah, bummer weekend. Swept by the trash down south. Whatever.
We got close on the last game. We just kind of fell apart.
Both Saturday and Sunday's games were close. The Monday game, sorry, the Friday game was kind of out of control early. But
I just hate it for the team. It's just unacceptable to lose them 3 in a row.
With all due respect to the baseball team, screw them. I don't want to ever lose a trash down south at anything. Like, this is about me. I don't want to lose to them.
How dare all due respect you lose is one of my personally. One of my favorite things that people say, because like it could just mean like no respect is due.
No, I have the utmost respect for this baseball team, but what I'm trying to say is I'm putting myself ahead of them because I'm kind of an arrogant prick, and
what?
I don't like
you.
What surprise? You know, should I do where's the breaking news button again?
Yeah, right.
I don't like us losing at anything, and I'm not putting on the team for the loss. I'm just saying I don't like losing to Trash Down South at anything. They're the worst.
It's pretty bad.
They don't even have a member in the college huddle. They suck.
I mean, that was about it at baseball.
Yeah. The game today was canceled. We were supposed to play at Jacksonville State today, and I didn't. Maybe I looked at the score. And we weren't playing
was it worse
at like 7
somewhere
in the
else. Or were we just getting like a piece of a big storm over here or something?
Maybe the eclipse canceled it. Who knows?
I mean, it's close.
They didn't want to like hit the ball into the sun.
Yeah.
That was yesterday, not today.
I know.
Was it yesterday? I don't
know. Lasting effects.
Maybe it was weather and rain that got the fields too wet. I don't know.
If Jacksonville State cannot handle the rain that came through today, they should not be FBS.
Well, that's probably true.
I know this is baseball, but they
I was gonna say it was their baseball team that couldn't handle the rain.
We have now talked about the two teams in all of Division I that are called Gamecocks today.
Nice.
We did.
Wow.
Crushing it.
We deserve a tip.
I wonder what PETA has to say about that.
They support
right, that didn't land. Sorry. Erase
no,
it.
I was trying to think of something funny. And I can't say anything funny about PETA without
PETA loves cock. I
don't know. Well, there you go. I'm sure they do. Okay. Yeah. Anyhow. 49 minutes already. We didn't even get to Super League.
Can we do that last call since it's not serious anyway?
Yeah, we can do last call. It doesn't really affect us at all anyways. So, all right, Tim, you going to lead us out?
Sure. Thanks for listening. please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/stateofatlanta. You'll get early access to our live stream, early access to listen to it early as well, I guess, right? You can join our private chat group, which is lively, not always. It's a little dead right now, but you just a good conversation. It's off-season time. Chat, discounts on merch, free booze for events when we have them, and lots of other great stuff. Consider joining. I think it's $10 now, maybe $15. I don't know. We'll decide after the podcast is over tonight.
Click a button and pay us.
Just give us money. Pay up, sucker.
Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Peace. That's it for us this week. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on Twitter at State of Atlanta or on Facebook at facebook.com/State of Atlanta. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, please rate and review us on your podcast app. Thank you very much, and go Panthers.